What's your name?
I don't know. Why, do you think I ought to have one? It seems odd to give a bundle of vague sensory perceptions a name.
Listen, we must ask you some questions. How long have you been ruling the universe?
Ah, this is a question about the past, is it?
Yes.
How can I tell that the past isn't a fiction designed to account for the discrepancy between my immediate physical sensations and my state of mind?
Do you answer all questions like this?
I say what it occurs to me to say when I think I hear people say things more I cannot say.
People come to you, yes?
I think so.
And they ask you to take decisions about wars, about economies, about people, about everything going on out there in the universe.
I only decide about my universe. My universe is what happens to my eyes and ears. Anything else is surmise and hearsay. For all I know, these people may not exist. You may not exist. I say what it occurs to me to say.
But don't you see? What you decide affects the fate of millions of people.
I don't know them. I've never met them. They only exist in words I think I hear. But it's folly to say you know what is happening to other people. Only they know, if they exist.
Do you think they do?
I have no opinion. How can I have?
Look, but don't you see that people live or die on your word?
It's nothing to do with me. I am not involved with people. The Lord knows I am not a cruel man.
You say the Lord. So you believe in...
My cat. I call him the Lord. I am kind to him.
All right. How do you know he exists? How do you know he knows you to be kind or enjoys what you think of as your kindness?
I don't. I have no idea. It merely pleases me to behave in a certain way to what appears to be a cat. What else do you do?